Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Good morning, everybody. The Lamb has won. Oh, yes. Once again, good morning to you, all of us that are tuning in online. A very good morning. It's a good day to be alive. I hope you are celebrating and you are excited to be alive today. Yes, the year is 2024. It's the year of going and glorying. So I hope you're already going so that we can see your glorying anytime now. You are welcome. And this is Business Garage. My name is Sharon and I'm excited to be your host this morning on Business Garage, the show where we equip businessmen and women to be kingdom business leaders out there, all in the name of winning souls for the Lord in the marketplace, as well as being a blessing that we have been sent to be out in the world. You are most welcome. If you're tuning in for the very first time, this is Business Garage, brought to you from live from Nalia Worship Harvest Ministries, the studio at the top of the tower. Yes, yeah. Studio audience, you are most welcome. Yes, yes. So you have an opportunity, you're of course welcome. You can join us here in studio. It's open for everybody, where after this we get to network and, you know, get to make those connections that are able to impact our lives. So please, next week, join us here in the studio. But of course, we have our online audience, studio audience. Let us welcome the guys online. Yes. Yeah. If you're tuning in online, we would like to welcome you in a very, very special way. I want to quickly see the guys that are online, seeing as Dr. Emily is here in studio today. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Yes, they're all here today. Yes, no, Joshua is online. Rachel, Gerald, you are most welcome. Tendo, Anita is also online. Tukunda, my name is Sektu Musime, is always online as well. Kevin is online. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is a blessing to have you online. And of course, we do not want to leave our friends behind. We have Isaiah, we have Agri. Thank you for tuning in. Job, thank you so much. Even Job is live in Nalia today. So thank you very much, Job, for joining us here. And of course, you know what we do when we get here? We have to share that link. So share the link with your friends, with your family members, business associates, suppliers, clients, name it. Share this link with them, because today we are going to learn a lot. We have an interesting guest that is with us here in studio. And I'm sure you do not want those people to miss what we have to share today. And again, to our first time visitors, those are online and in studio. In studio, do we have any first time visitors? Are there people joining us in studio for the very first time? Oh, yes, we have a couple of them. Please go ahead and welcome them in a very special way. Thank you for coming. Because it's a business conversation, I'm sure the business people next to you will give you some money. You know how we do it here. Oh, what is a business show without money exchanging hands? So there will be money exchanging hands this morning. Yes. And without wasting time, let me get into it. Today we have a great guest here. We are pretty excited and honored to host him here today. Yes, he's a running addict. Yeah, yeah, he's a running addict. Yeah, he works on that physical capital really well. He has dug his, what was it called? Digging the what? The ditch. Yeah, the physical capital ditch. He has really dug that one. He's always running. If you follow him on Twitter, you'll see he's always running. Away from what? I don't know. Or to? I don't know. Yes, he's also an IT self-taught, I believe. Social scientist standing to an IT guru geek. I don't know, whatever it is you want to call it. That's who he is. He's really passionate about the youth, about skilling them. He's really into leadership. leadership as well. Very keen on leadership and growing the generation of the next leaders in the country. So that's who we have. He's an executive director at Refactory. If you do not know what that is, I don't know which hole you have been in, but someone better dig you out. But we are here to do that for you this morning. So studio audience, welcome with me, Michael Ninyitegeka. Yes. Yes, Michael, you are most welcome this morning. Thank you very much for honoring our invitation and showing up at Business Garage.
The pleasure is all mine. I thought I could find a comeback to that intro. The energy. Hi, Chris. I just try.
Yes.
Unless we go to the road and start running. What a pleasure, what a joy for me to be here. I'm truly, truly excited and honored. And thank you for the invitation. And looking forward to learning with you, because I'm only sharing what I've been blessed with. But I'm pretty sure I'll learn quite a lot as well. And looking around, I see quite a number of familiar faces as telling Pastor Chris.
Yes, yeah. Pastor Chris.
Man, we've come from far. Let's just leave it at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is not the show where we talk about yeah. those things.
Yeah, but yeah, man. We bless the Lord.
Amen. The Lord. Amen.
I see my colleague shared the floor and office. Emily, Dr. Emily. No, Professor.
Anytime now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I abandoned that journey. I call myself a PhD dropout. I stopped at the application process. When the interviews came, I said I'm not good enough.
And you left.
Cut a wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a pleasure to be here, absolutely.
You are welcome, and it's great to have you here this morning. And on Business Garage, we do not like to start without giving you an opportunity to send shout-outs. Yes, because we don't have fans. Yeah, whenever people see a flyer of someone going, they're like, don't forget to say hello to me. So we make sure that base is covered. So if there's anyone who told you, now is a good time. Yes.
Wow. Shout out to the people that I work with. I know there are quite a number of guys and people that we've been through this journey together, and I can't have shout out to my wife, amazing wife.
Ah,
and I know she's
yay.
Definitely watching me.
Yes. Wife.
Solo, behave. but yes, I do honor and bless the Lord for people that look up to me. I don't deserve it, but I'm truly honored and blessed that I have people that look up to me and honor me with their time, but also with a compliment. So I shout out to you.
To all of them. Yes. So all of Mike's fans out there, he sends shout outs to you. And of course, I would also like to send some shout outs, of course, to our business pastor here at Worship Harvest, who is with us in the studio. Yes, Pastor Chris, we send you greetings. Yes. Thank you very much for all the support. To Director Grace, as usual. Yeah, Director Grace, we send you greetings as well. And of course, we have to send greetings to Apostle Mose as well as Pastor Ari, who have given us an opportunity as business owners out there to have a platform where we can learn and grow and improve our businesses and really live a life of significance even in the marketplace. So thank you very much. We greet you this morning, and we're looking forward to the day that you will be back in studio with us, Apostle. All right. Okay, we want to get right into it right now. Michael, I know you were at Makerere for about 12 years. Yeah, 12 years. And then you left and you went out to the field. So you're not going to tell us the story of why you left. Those people should have coffee with you. Those people want to know why and under what circumstances you left. But after that, you get into this space, which is really what we would like to talk about today. If you can just quickly tell us about the space you're in, Refactory, because some people are hearing it for the very first time. What is it that it does out there? And yes, just a little bit into that, that would be really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. So Refactory is a software academy, and for me, it was a prayer that I had that was heavy on my heart to respond to the unemployment. People going through school spend 4 years, 5 years, and spend almost the same amount of time looking for work. And because I had walked into, and you rightly said, self-taught, I went into IT purely to teach business, and then decided this is something. And I was reflecting on this. When God wants you to be in a place, qualifications don't matter. Mm. Because He put me into IT. Right now, I tell people, I don't remember the last time I was asked my certificate.
Yeah.
So I stepped into, because that was very heavy on me when I left the university. It's something I wanted to respond to. How do I fill the gap of people finishing university and going into the world of work? And so we start Refactory. So officially launched it in 2019, but started about 2016. Mm-hmm. And the essence was, if you started business, sometimes you want to test out a few things before you get the right model. And so in 2019 is when we launched Refactory. And what we basically do is we run a program that bridges the gap for anybody who is interested in software engineering as a practice. We take you on, work with you, train you, skill you, and then get you into the world of work. We've trained close to 600 young people.
Wow, yeah.
And I can tell you that 90% are employed here and out of this country.
Wow. Wow.
And for me, 2024 is a year of scale. Mm. Because I want to see Refactory in more than 10 locations across the country.
Wow. Wow. I think we should clap towards that. Yes.
There's no reason why Ugandans shouldn't be working for global companies, because we have what it takes. Mm. It's just the skill that we're struggling with.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much for that. You mentioned something it's quite interesting, because most of these people that you're talking about, have they been to the university or they have not? At Refactory, do you admit anybody? What is it that you're looking for? Because you just said qualifications are not important. What is it? What is that thing that you're doing? What are you skilling people in besides that? So those are two questions in one. What sort of people and what is it really are you giving them to go out there?
So when we were starting, the intention was to, because I'd spent about 8 years in the IT faculty, and as my heart went out to the guys who had done IT, and so we had a couple of people who joined our first cohorts. And within a short time, one of the things that really struck me was that when it came to practice, they were not up like to par, if I could put it that way.
Yeah.
Like because the program was supposed to be 3 months, chap, sharpen you, put you into the world of work. In 2019, there was a lady who tweeted and said, how difficult is it to learn how to code?
Okay.
And I sent her the application link. She worked with one of the radio stations in Kampala as a radio DJ, radio programmer. I sent her the link. She joined the program in March 2019. November 2019, she was hired by a company in Liverpool, UK, as a software developer.
Wow.
Now, that for me told me something. You don't need to have done software engineering to do software engineering, to practice. Because it's a craft, it's a skill.
Yes.
You just have to put in the work. And so we opened up. We take on anybody as long as you express your interest. We work with you for 3 months. After 3 months, you're able to choose whether this is a direction you want to take, or you've had it, you now understand it, you can go and do something else.
Yes.
And if this is something that you're very keen on, we then take you into our apprentice program, which runs for 6 months, and then get you into the world of work. So we have a full-fledged office that focuses on placement. Like when you call, I can account for every student that has almost gone through refactory. I know where they are working. We were very intentional that.
Yeah.
Because if this is my trade, I'd better know where my products are.
Oh, yes. Come on now. I'm asking you to repeat that last statement.
If this is my trade, I had
better know
where,
who is consuming your products out there.
Because for me, and which goes to customer, who is my customer? My customer is not the student.
Mm-hmm.
My customer is the employer.
Yes.
Because if this product doesn't speak to the requirements of the employer, I'm out of business.
Mm.
So sometimes it is important to know the real customer. Because if I get it right for the real customer, the students will come.
Yes.
And so that's a trend that we are in. The other thing that we quickly discovered was that everybody who hears software engineering, the first thing they think about is writing code.
Mm.
Absolutely
it's
wrong.
Not.
There are about 5 different other functions.
Tell us those 5 functions. Before you go far, tell us those 5 functions.
Yeah. So we get people calling us and saying, I want to hire a product owner or a product manager. So in software engineering, you must have a product manager. A person who looks at your product, pays attention to the other side of the client. That's a whole requirement. It's a whole profession or discipline. We have UI, user interface, user experience engineers. So the people that design the interface of your devices, the applications that you use, it's a whole practice. It's a craft. And then you have project managers, or who we call Scrum Masters, or people who pay attention to the delivery channel. Like, this is what we promised the client, this is what we are going to deliver, and this is... Now, that's a whole new craft for it. We're looking for people who are good in documentation. Uganda is not short of people who are able to build good applications. Mm. The challenge is most of our applications, you just can't pass it on to someone else.
Yes.
Because there's no documentation. And documentation is not everybody's piece of cake. So you need documentation experts. And I can go on and on. And the more I discovered this, the more I realized, wait, why does everybody who thinks he's a software developer, when they're introducing themselves, say, I am a full stack developer? Employers told me, we really don't pay attention to that.
To that, yes.
Because technology is changing super fast. And so don't sit in and bask in, I am a full stack developer. It is very good if you can get it there, but it is not the end in mind.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you're offering just more than just a course. It's more than just a course. And then just clarifying to us that software engineering is not only about coding. There are very many aspects of it, which means that your program can admit almost anybody. Anybody, if you're interested, don't eliminate yourself thinking, I don't know how to code, I don't want to code, but there is a lot more that's out there.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's why we phase it. So you go into the 3 months, and the 3 months gives you the foundation. Of course, you become an amazing product manager if you understand how code works.
Yes.
If you understand the process of software development, you become an amazing product manager. You become an amazing UI, UX experience engineer if you know. So there is value in the first 3 months. And after the first 3 months, you can then choose to branch out and say, okay, I'm not going to focus on writing code. I want to focus on, let's say, being project management.
All right.
I want to focus on being a product owner or a business owner or business delivery. Do you know that there are people whose specialty in software engineering, whose specialty is deployment? You've done the work, completed it. They pick the piece of work, go look at the other environment, come back, make sure that this is ready to go the other side. And that's specifically what they are paying attention to. But you need to pay more attention. So they spend more time trying to understand the client.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we take on people from all walks of life.
All walks of life, yes.
The one example that I always give is an example of a young man who joined us after he had struggled because he couldn't go to university. So he was senior six graduate. And he goes through our program. After 9 months, we get a request from Stanbic Bank. And they say, nominate 10 of your candidates to us. So we nominated 10. Now, and I didn't even ask because it was a graduate training program. So we just sent our 10 in no order. The guy who beat everybody, plus the students from other universities who now had completed their 4 years, was a senior six graduate.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah.
And of course, now created a situation.
Yeah, he has no.
You're not a graduate, so how do we take you for a graduate training program?
Yes.
Luck meets the prepared.
It does. Yes.
Guess what? There was FlyHub, which is a subsidiary of Stanbic Group.
Which, yes.
And it's a tech company. He was hired.
Just like that. Yeah.
Right now, he's doing his degree.
Wow.
When we invited him to refactory, man was in a tie. It's like,
is this the same guy? The transformation, yes.
So I've seen amazing stories come through. I've seen young people, young ladies, and my heart goes out to... There's a lady who was working with us in Makere as a lab attendant. She had done all sorts of certificates, but was still not finding employment. So she joins us, and so I meet her in the corridor, and I could see the face, and I remember. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, it can't be you. Then when she was introducing herself, I'm like, oh, wow.
It was her.
So, okay, yes. Let's see. She was now a mother of three. But she was studying this course without permission. Because the husband had told her, your work is to just be present. I will do what I have to do. Just be here.
Be here.
My heart goes out to her because she was thrown out of her home. When the family got to know she was studying, she used to come. She told us, keep my laptop. Because if I don't want people to know, if my family got to know. But they got to know, and they threw her out of her home without her children. But she said, I have to finish this. She finished it, the program. And after that, she was hired as a business analyst in a tech company here. She was able to get her children back. Guess what? She's a UN Women Tech Facilitator.
Wow.
She flew out of this country to go and train other girls from across Africa.
Wow. What a story. You have so many stories, Michael. I don't know if you're documenting them, but that's a powerful story.
I do document, so if you can check our website, we have blogs running there. But for me, I've seen people, and for me, that's why I told you that my work at Refactory is not a job.
Yes.
It's mission.
It's mission. Yes, yes. Wow, yes, yes. And that was going to be my next question, for you to tell us about how this is mission. But anyway, before we get into that, what I'm hearing, though, is many times as business owners, when you're trying to hire sometimes, you look at someone and you're like, this person hasn't studied, they haven't done this, they haven't done the other. And so you sort of disqualify them because you think that they're not there. But what I'm hearing from you is that with the right training, the right skilling, somebody can actually become that person that will turn your business around. So you need to put on the heart of really seeing people, not just looking at them face value or based on their documents, because sometimes that doesn't really, it's not really reflective of what they can do for you. And sometimes you need to put the best in them to see the result. And I'm reminded of the David and the men that he hired who were, you know, in debt, distressed, and I don't know what, and he turned them into the mighty men. So that's sort of what you're doing there. You're just preparing this army to go out there and do exceptional things and solve problems that business owners, employers are grappling with, of graduates that cannot deliver, you know, filling in those gaps that are there in the marketplace. And that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing out there in the mission field, as you call it, as you call it.
Absolutely, yes. Sharon. And I can tell you, for about 3 years, we're about a team of six, but two of the guys I started working with, like when I started hiring, were alumni.
Yes.
And one of them is now the operations manager, leading the entire operation. We, last year, our revenue in terms of income was close to $1 billion.
Wow.
My yes. operations manager is a person that I worked with.
Yes. Yeah.
And the other thing I've seen is that as business owners, it is important to allow people to grow. Because you'll never hire yourself.
Yes.
You'll never hire yourself. Allow people to grow.
To grow, yeah.
We run a close to $2 million project. And for the entire 3 years, I never touched a single penny. The one who was running it, who is now our analytics lead, had just joined the organization. And I told her, I don't want to touch money. It's your responsibility.
Wow, yes.
And I can tell you, we've never had a single audit query.
Wow, that's amazing. Yes, that is amazing. Yeah.
I truly believe in people, that when you trust them, they'll pay you back. Of course, there will be one or two people that
yes.
will. But majority of the people have good intentions.
Yeah.
So as a business leader, when people realize that you trust them, they give you what they are able to.
Yes.
Sometimes even over and above.
More than what you probably deserve as a business owner. So thank you very much for that, Michael. I would like you to share a little bit about your story of how it's more than just a job, that you are on mission. Because like I mentioned earlier, we are being equipped to be kingdom business owners, really living out the values, the principles and the values of the kingdom of God. So if you can just share a little bit into that story. It really fascinated me when you told us about it during our conversation. If you could just share with us that story. Yes.
So we got funding in 2018. The refactory business model is we raise money through tuition. We also okay. raise money because, I'll tell you, this program, a similar program like this in Kenya, costs about $1,500.
Yes.
I charge about $400 here.
Wow.
But I still struggle to find numbers because of the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude around, it's not a degree. I don't know how many parents have come to me and said...
What qualification?
I don't know how many parents have come to me and said, so after I've done this, what next? And I'm like, if you haven't solved that question, then probably you went for a wrong program.
Yes.
And because of that, we are in a business of raising resources because I really want to have as many people in this country begin to get the value out of technology. So this mission thing hit me because in 2022, our funding ended. And just out of that, there was no money. And donors give you money and tell you must spend to zero. So August 2022, we spent to zero. September, we are like here. Like really starting off from scratch. I can tell you, it was a tough one.
Yes.
So I went back to the team and said, guys, we have two options. We close or we continue.
Yeah.
And the team said, we continue. I said, but to continue, there are tough decisions we're going to take.
Yes.
One is we're going to cut our salaries. Like, cut. Surgical.
I had
to take a salary sabbatical to say I will not take a salary.
People might not be understanding what that means. Yeah. Please tell us, what's a salary sabbatical?
I decided I will not take a salary until we are in a place of stability.
Business owners, can we get an amen?
And along the way, my colleague who was the operations manager said, I also take the sabbatical. Now that is a step of faith.
Yes, yes it is.
But your family, things have to continue. I have children who are in school.
Yeah.
I have, and I was like, I couldn't even let my family know. It is much later that I got to tell them that, guys, this is what I have had to do.
Yeah.
So in one of those runs, I was having a conversation with God, and I said, but God, this is your work. Why are you taking me through this valley?
Yeah.
It was November 2022. It was an evening. I remember I was going up a tough hill. And God's word was this: take care of my business, I'll take care of you.
Amen. Whoa. Amen. 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 Yes.
I said, I will.
Yeah.
And God has come through.
He's been faithful. Yes.
And for me, that's when I said, this is mission. So I went back and told my team, I said, guys, we're on a mission.
Yes.
We're not just doing ordinary work. This is mission work.
Yes.
So it's going to require us to dig deep to get it running.
Yes.
As we speak, 2024, I might be signing on some dotted line with a couple of dollars coming through.
Come on now. Yes. Yeah.
And the I hear you, Pastor Chris. But what I'm trying to say is that typical business,
yes,
you have that valley of death.
Yes.
Like typical business, you have that valley of death.
Where
that you ones. Will things mm. when will, and for me that's a test of grit as a business owner.
As a business owner, yes.
It's a
yes.
test of grit. It's like, are you in this for just the show, or are you in this for the long run?
For the long run.
And I think for me and the entire team at Refactory, we've gone through that.
Yes.
A friend of mine I met in Nairobi told me, said, Michael, I can tell you in 2 years, you're going to choose who's going to fund you. You're going to be sending this money.
Yes.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
These guys I don't work with.
This I can work with. And I can see that happening.
It's already happening.
It's happening.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes. And we have had, guys, this is the year of going and glorying. And he really did have to go. You had to go to a place where, you know, there was nothing. But you had to have faith that, you know, it was God was the one that was calling you into this space. And now you are seeing. And it's not always easy. When you think about Abraham, when God is telling him to go somewhere, it wasn't easy. He had to take a step of faith as well and go. And we've seen many, many, countless people, countless businessmen have a story of just going. You know, when you start a business, you don't know much about it, but off you go. You're like, I'm going to start this thing. But you mentioned something. It's important to know the purpose. Why are you doing this thing? Because if you're in it, for example, for just the money, and there's suddenly no money, you're going to close shop and move on. So it has to be something a lot higher than just the money. So I like that story of what you've done. A story of faith. Because yes, in business, sometimes things can get tough. But then what is that thing that keeps you going? So thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for that. And studio audience, remember you can send questions and ask Michael questions about it. And as you were sharing, I remembered what we are doing here at Worship Harvest, the School of Practical Business. Those are some of the questions people ask. That when I leave the School of Practical Business, what am I? You know, am I a graduate? Am I a, what are you giving me? What do I go out there and say that I have received? But it's really equipping you to be a better businessman, teaching you some of these skills, because many people don't know much about business. They just go with a gut, go by faith and start business. So the School of Practical Business is equipping you to do business and be a better business owner. So when you were mentioning your story, I remembered that as well. Yes.
Yeah, so I've had questions, a couple of people who have come to us and joined us, one of the things during orientation students ask me is that when I have finished, so what happens to me?
Yeah.
I'm like, boss, when you are done, your qualification is your ability to demonstrate that you can do.
Wow, yes.
Because the employer doesn't
care. Yes, just wants a guy that can do a job.
Can do the job.
Yes.
The second thing I have told my people, so the program we run is not accredited by, let's say, National Council of Higher Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very intentional because I didn't want to really struggle with how many credit units. Because for me, I really knew what I wanted to solve. And I spent time talking to business owners, employers, and asking them. And so the one thing I've told everybody, that our accreditation is our student being able to find work and demonstrating that they have the competence to deliver.
Mm.
That's our accreditation.
Wow, yeah. Which many people that are accredited might not even be able to deliver
Thank
themselves.
You.
Yes.
But as a requirement, we had the national... We went to the Directorate of Industrial Training, and we are accredited by the Directorate of Industrial Training as a skill...
A skilling center.
Skilling center, yes.
Yes, all right. Thank you very much for that. Now, in your experience, when we were talking earlier, you were telling me about what you found out as you deal with different employers, these people that you solve, and you told me a little bit about data and its importance and how it has helped you even add more and then increase the revenue of the business, because now you're solving even a lot more problems for businesses, even beyond what you have been actually training the students to do. So you mentioned something about what business owners need to focus on in this season to support their customers and even generate other revenue streams that they might not have seen just by focusing on their customers and their customers' needs. And so you just want to ask you to talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
So I can tell you, if you're running a business, or even if you're not running a business, you're employed, data literacy is going to be a bare minimum requirement. Like, you need to know your numbers. You need to know what it costs you to do what you do.
Mm.
But you also need to know, where do you get your greatest value? Where do you get your greatest value? So data literacy for business owners is extremely important. Pay attention to your numbers. I have asked a couple of business owners a few times I've had sessions, when is the last time you looked at the reception data?
Mm.
And a number of them tell you, no, it's not something they pay attention to. But your reception is your first point of entry. It's your first data point.
Yeah.
At Refactory, data is critical. And that's why one of our roles we have is somebody who just looks at our analytics. Just pays attention to the numbers. What are the things that are moving the business? What is not moving?
Mm.
What is the bare minimum number of people that we need to run to make sure that our costs are taken care of? So data literacy is important. We're not saying that you should be a statistician. We're only saying, we're only saying, know the numbers that move your business.
Yes.
Know the products that move your business. And know what you need to kill, and kill very fast if you need to kill it.
Mm.
Or maybe go back and reinvent it.
Reinvent it, yeah. All right. Thank you very much. We have two questions, I believe, from our studio audience. We have two questions. If we can quickly take them. Who's the first guy that is asking Mike? Who has the honor to ask Mike? Usually the time isn't enough. So, yes, here he is. Tell us.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Raymond Kaliango.
Yes, Raymond.
I'm a private engineering consultant biased towards electrical engineering. My question basically is, kindly guide us through the transition from, because the journey you've walked, we are walking. Most of us are in a certain piece of employment somewhere. We've attained some skills. However, we seek to be guided on how the transition is managed from a point of the relevance to the people that give you business. Thank you.
I'm like, need another show here.
It's exactly.
I can come back. Transition is a very difficult stuff. But if you're a believer, you look at it as a season. For me, transition was not the most exciting thing. Because when I was transitioning from Makere into private sector, so first of all, I resigned just like that. I just got to a point where I was like, this is it. I tell people, that is the first letter of importance that I wrote without getting clearance from my wife.
What a man of God.
No. Many times I share with her because...
Yeah. And the last one, was that the last letter?
I haven't written any other letter. For the other projects, everything. And the truth is that my English is not really... It's good enough, but she has the competence because she's a journalist. She's done journalism. She's good with language. So I give it to... Many times I share with her so that she's able to put it to context and say, this is redundant here and there. I mean, that's
what
a reason.
A wife.
That's a reason why. That's a reason why God brings people into your life.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But let me also say this. So when I did that and I went and told her, I said, I am quitting. No, I have submitted my resignation. She said, huh? She kept quiet. And I can tell you, I got a slap from God. And there was a time when things were like, what to you? I remember my late dad asking me, he says, you quit a job, you have a family.
Yeah, who does that?
Who does that?
Yeah.
But here we are. So transitions happen, but they go through. So you have to anchor yourself.
Yes.
You need to find people that believe in what you're trying to do.
Yes.
And those people need to encourage you through that season. And the more you spend more time, the more you get also the revelation that this is exactly what you're working with.
Amen, amen. Yes, thank you very much for answering that. Of course, transitions are never easy. It's always hard and it's always a step of faith. And that's what faith really is all about. If you're certain about it, then it is probably not faith at that point. So someone is asking... Oh, we have another guy here. Okay, tell us, please. Thank you very much, Pastor.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Mike. My name is Daniel Onang. I'm a pastor, Christ Pattern Church. I want to ask one question. I've been a businessman before. But when you say that you are working and you are not getting paid by the business, you're not getting salary, and at that time, that was all you were doing. So, it looks like we are trying to ask, so, we know it is faith, but how are you doing it at that time? You're giving your energy in the business, you are there, everything, putting every resources you have. At the same time, you are not getting anything from the company. How are you doing it at that time?
Yeah. So you see, God has gifted us and has given us ability. So Refactory, I run. It's not my business. I'm a partner there. I have my own consulting firm. I can tell you I was working close to 18 hours a day because I intentionally went out to look for opportunities to fill the gap. And like God said, I will take care of you. He opened the other gate, where consultancies started coming in, and I was willing to take anything from a speaking engagement, not anything. There was a certain value that I was willing to take. And in those moments, I also became, you toughen. You're like, this I will not take. Yes. Even when I'm desperate, this I will take.
Yeah.
And we never lacked. I never went to take, we never took our children to school with half pay. Like God said, and he came through with his promise, I will take care of you.
Yes.
And so what I can say is that pay attention to the other things that you're capable of and grow them also. So never run away from them.
Wow, yes. So God delivered other opportunities for you. There were other opportunities out there. He was able to open your eyes to the other opportunities that are available even as this you were growing this thing and are not earning from it at that time. And I think we always say that as business owners, we need, as individuals basically, you need to have as many income streams as possible. So he has very many others. I did not mention, maybe you do not know, that he is a Franklin Covey certified coach, facilitator and coach. So that's another way that he could earn. He was coaching, I'm sure, and doing many of those sessions as well. So like Michael has said, we have so many gifts. God has given us very many gifts, and so we need to explore them. Even as you run your business, get that opportunity and go out there and tap into those other ones that you have. So thank you very, very much, Michael. Someone asked what your daily routine is and how does it contribute to success. I think you heard him earlier. He talked about running. Yeah, that is his. Let me answer that one for him. He runs, and I think you heard while he's running, the Lord is speaking to him. So... Yes, I think so. I think, Michael, that's what it is. But thank you very much, Michael, for showing up here, a studio audience. Let us give Michael a round of applause. I believe that we have learned a lot from you. And if there was anyone whose faith wasn't where it needs to be, you have reignited and added a bit of that in. This whole week, we've been in a series of learning about faith every evening. And so your story is smack in the middle of what we've been learning in season 21 during the evening services. So thank you very, very much, Michael. And we hope to interact with you later. That is the beauty of coming to studio. You can get to ask the guest when we are at the Breen Cafe. So next time, do show up here so that you can have a moment to interact with him. But of course, we never like to leave this place without giving you an opportunity to start a relationship with God. Michael was able to do these things because he has a relationship with the one that has called him, the one that gives him purpose beyond just making money. So if you're out there and you would like to start a relationship with Christ, you'd like to accept him as your Lord and Savior, that's the number one thing that he wants for you, even before all these other things. Before you start to take care of his business, do you know him? And so this morning, we have an opportunity today to start that relationship with Christ. And if you would like to, I would like you to bow your head, close your eyes, and let us say this prayer together. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for me. And this morning, I would like to confess with my mouth that he is Lord, that Jesus Christ, you are Lord. Come into my life. Let us do life together and do something significant with my life. In Jesus' name, I have prayed and received. Amen. And if you have just said that prayer today, you are born again. It is the best decision that you have made and would like to get to know about it. And so please, you can just reach us, our international audience. You add the plus 256-775-642-449. Again, plus 256-775-642-449. There is a pastor at the end of that line who will help make sense of the prayer that we have just made. We would like to also take this walk with you, this new life that you have received in Jesus Christ. So thank you very much. And again, just to remind you, BLN calls every morning, 7 a.m. And School of Practical Business is still taking in applications and studios. We have a few more slots. And the first class is this Friday. So you still have time to sign up. And of course, we have Garage right after this. So join us online or in Worship Harvest Nalia in the auditorium where we are going to have our service. Thank you very much from us here and the studio. Have a blessed week. Remember, you are blessed. to be a blessing. God reigns in the city, He reigns in the nation, He reigns in every heart. Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555. We're taking territory.